You're listening to 89.3 WRKF. I'm Ashley Westerman. The Federal Affordable Care Act requires states to have health insurance exchanges. This Friday, November 16th, is the deadline for states to tell the government whether they plan to set up exchanges on their own or let the federal government do it for them. Governor Bobby Jindal confirmed to the Huffington Post on Tuesday that Louisiana would not be implementing their own exchange, and a rejection letter will be sent to the federal government on Friday. David Hood is an advisor to the Nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana on healthcare issues. He says the insurance exchanges will ultimately save the state and taxpayers money. But I asked him how that's possible when they are expected to cost millions of dollars annually to run.
Well, there's definitely a cost involved. I think everyone realizes that. You can't do this for free. Somebody's going to have to go through the establishment process. And then you will need workers there to make sure that it operates correctly. There's subsidies involved, and all those things contribute to the overall cost. So the question is, given those costs, where are the savings? And quite frankly, I think, this is something that time is going to tell us, just how much we can save by doing this and whether we can bend that cost curve that we see now. We'll just have to see. I personally think that this is going to save money in the long run once it's up and running, and consumers will have a better grasp of what they're getting into when they purchase health insurance.
Does it make a difference whether Louisiana sets up their own exchange or if the federal government does it for them?
Well, obviously the state would have more authority and a better grasp of how this works. To the extent that the state wants to customize its healthcare system in some way or do this or that particular thing, the exchange is a very important element in our healthcare system. So it is rather surprising that a conservative Republican governor, and Governor Jindal's not the only one, there are many states doing this, is going to turn it over to the federal government. That just seems like a rather ironic thing that's going on here. Although I suspect that the federal government is going to come in and they're going to make every effort to work closely with our people at the Department of Health and Hospitals, the Department of Insurance, and so on, because they don't want any problems in setting it up.
Louisiana's Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon supports the healthcare exchanges because he thinks it'll spur competition. But opponents of the exchanges say it will stifle competition. So which is it?
Well, I agree with Donilon. I think it can't help but help with competition. And, if you're a person who needs insurance and you go to one of these exchanges and you can see lined up right in front of you just what the exact costs are going to be from one plan to the next, and you need to pick the cheaper one, and I think other plans are going to say to themselves, well, maybe we need to take another look at this. We're not getting as many people in here as we thought we would. What can we do about that? So, from that standpoint, I think there will be more competition.
So why is Governor Jindal refusing to set up an exchange?
I guess most of us thought that it was a political decision. The election is now over, and I think the Republican governors around the country just might soften up a little bit on these kinds of decisions. But nevertheless, this whole thing is designed to make insurance coverage more affordable and more accessible, mm-hmm. and higher quality and less cost. It's a very difficult equation to comprehend. As I said, I think time will tell that this was a good step for us to take as a nation and as a state.